There's one monk who there was a Western monk who was really restless and very. It was just you could hardly he's you know bouncing in his skin, and came to Ajahn Chah, and it was the hot season at the time. And he was fed up, it's hot, it's, you know, it's just as bored. Came to Ajahn Chah. It was because he was only about two or three reigns at the time. Normally, you'd have to have at least 5 years of training in order to go off and be practicing on his own. So, but he was just so restless. I got to ask Ajahn Chah anyway. And Ajahn Chah gave him permission. But then he said, yeah, you can go. I think it's a really good thing. He encouraged them. He said, but, you know, to do it properly, you know, you should really, you shouldn't accept any rides. And you shouldn't stay any place more than, you know, one or two nights. And no more than three nights in one place. And of course, at that point, the monk was ready to agree to anything. He was going to get out. So he went off on Tudong. About a month later, he came back. And I saw him. I said, wow, okay, how'd it go? He said, it's that bloody Ajahn Chah. He tricked me again. So it was miserable. So just walking in the sun every day. It's hot season. So he's just sort of getting to settle down after a day or two in one place. Okay, this night I got to leave. I made the promise to Ajahn Chah. Ajahn Chah. It was awful. I'm happy to be back. Which, of course, was the point of the exercise for Ajahn Chah. It was a long way around that. Okay.